Jimmy Fallon said, I don't know if you've noticed, but it's hot. Not just here in the U.S., but there are record high temperatures all across the world. Seriously, it's so hot. People on TikTok were slapping each other with tortillas just for the breeze. It's so hot right now. The fantasy suite on The Bachelorette is just the back of an ice cream truck. It's so hot. People are ordering Chipotle just so the E. coli can give them the chills. Colbert, the heat's hitting the Brits extra hard because the Brits aren't used to extreme weather. And their houses over there, especially older ones, were built to retain warmth. Now, luckily, Brits can keep cool with their light and refreshing cuisine of potted organ meat, battered fish, and room temperature beer. Remember when you wished that everybody who denied climate change would go to hell? Unfortunately, hell came to us. Another day, another Joe Rogan controversy, this time Joe Rogan versus Canada. Keep it up, Joe. And oh, I've already got one for tomorrow, too. This is fun. Keep it up, Joe. That same episode, Joe Rogan talking to Tom Segura, Rogan called Canada a communist country. Rogan was talking about Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said, they got to get rid of that guy. I don't know how their system works up there. I have zero understanding of their system. That's right, Joe. Rogan said he liked Trudeau before the pandemic and thought he was a good looking guy, confident, good talker. But Rogan changed his opinion after Trudeau's response to COVID-19. Rogan said, I'm like, oh, you're an effing dictator. You don't like criticism. You're trying to shut down criticism by saying that all your critics are misogynists and racists. Why do you want everybody to get injected every 4 months? They don't need that anymore. What are we doing? Rogan then talked about Canadian federal requirements surrounding unvaccinated travelers entering the country. Segura said, it's old. It's 2022, not 2019. Things sway there so aggressively when something happens. The internet did not enjoy Mr. Rogan's comments. G. McThink tweeted, if we have a PM that keeps Fox News and Joe Rogan upset, it's a good thing. Liana Kirzner tweeted, dear Joe Rogan, Trudeau's not a dictator. In fact, he's the leader of a political party. You can throw him out at any time. He holds the most seats in a minority parliament, which could fall at any time. He doesn't even have veto power. Resister 2022 tweeted, to Joe Rogan, Canada is one of the most liberal and free countries in the world. Literally, to say it's a repressive dictatorship is not only ignorant, but lunacy. Sit down before you hurt yourself. From Canada. I did listen to probably the first 45 minutes of that Segura episode. It's 3 hours long and I do other things. I can't listen to Joe Rogan pods all day. I heard the part about the homeless jokes that I mentioned yesterday. They were just riffing. It was like 1 second of commentary, maybe. I don't think it was thought out at all. I think it was just something Joe said and Segura went along with it because it was two comics riffing. I don't believe in my heart that Joe Rogan wants you to shoot homeless people. And let me go on the record. Do not shoot homeless people. Do not shoot anybody. In that same episode, I really enjoyed, they were talking about comedians and how sometimes part of your act becomes your persona. And Rogan was talking about how Andrew Silverstein eventually became Andrew Dice Clay, whereas the Dice character at one point was only one part of his bit. They talked about how Sam Kinison got taken over by the preacher character. And they talked about how Bert Kreischer is becoming the machine. And now that Bert has to work with his shirt off and tell the machine joke every single show, it's really interesting. And that's the first part of that Joe Rogan Tom Segura podcast. If you want to listen to that, speaking of Bert Kreischer, canned water brand Liquid Death has Bert Kreischer standing in as a fitness influencer to highlight why hydration is important. The advertising campaign is called Body by Bert, and it features Bert Kreischer in shiny blue briefs and a pink crop top, plus leg warmers. Kreischer takes viewers through a 10-minute 80 Styles workout video that instructs viewers how to get a body just like his. His routine consists of stuffing jalapeno peppers in his mouth, opening a bag of chips, eating chicken wings dipped in ranch dressing. All that's part of leg day. That sounds pretty awesome, actually. And doing couch squats while taking breaks by drinking Liquid Death in between to keep hydrated. Nikki Glaser spoke to the Laugh Button, said, to be honest with you, I don't really look at my material. I don't write down my jokes. I don't really time out how much time I have. I know I have a ton of material because I get bored with jokes very easily, and I write on stage, which is a lazier way to write, but I write both on stage and off stage, and I do so many shows, I can't help but generate new material because I get bored and I have to come up with new things to say, and I've realized over the years, I have a really good brain for writing on the spot and remembering the way I said it, so it's all up here, and if I get a traumatic brain injury, it'll be the end of me. It's not anywhere. I don't write anything down. But yeah, it's been a while since I did a special. I did two, the Netflix hour in 2019, and I also gave them another half-hour special for The Degenerates. So I did an hour and a half that year, and then I had room for another hour pretty soon after because I was on tour, and you can't do that material, so you're quick to make new stuff. So for this special, I was pulling from pre-pandemic material that I had taken out on tour and then post-pandemic material that had developed in the year after the clubs kind of started opening again in outdoor spaces. So it's an amalgamation of both those. As for shooting the special, she said, it was just like, okay, I'll pick a place. I'm on tour in November. We should shoot it because that works out production-wise. Where am I on tour? Oh, I'm in this town. Oh, Denver would be cool. I've never done one there. What theater am I in? Oh, that looks pretty. That would be cool to shoot a special. It's just me going on a tour, and then I'd wait 2 weeks beforehand and say, what order should it be in? What joke should make the cut? But I'm really proud of it. But watching it, I'm embarrassed because I talk about such profane things, and sometimes I really talk about gratuitous sexual things, never just a shock. I mean, it's always for educational purposes and to be fun, of course, but it is uncomfortable to see me talk like that. It's like watching a sex tape, like, you're a 38-year-old woman, do you want a boyfriend who's not an orphan? Because no one's family is going to accept you into their life if you talk like this. I really do sometimes feel like a porn star feels when they try to have a normal life, because it's hard for me to exist the way I talk in the special. And let's pop on over to Gossip Corner. This from the Daily Mail. There's a lot here, and it's not all that comedy related, except for the Chris Rock part, but I just found it so fascinating, and Chris Rock is involved. So here you go. Woody Harrelson enjoys a swim with pals Chris Rock, Sacha Baron Cohen, and Lars Ulrich. They're in Croatia. On Sunday, 60-year-old Woody Harrelson was spotted performing a backflip off a luxury yacht while Chris Rock and Borat looked on. Chris Rock flashed a wide smile as Woody prepared for his junk into the Adriatic Sea. Woody donned a pair of floral swim trunks for his dip in the ocean and later changed into a navy blue tie-dye polo shirt with matching shorts and a baseball cap for an excursion to shore. Chris Rock was wearing a gray t-shirt with gray shorts and wore a pair of gray headphones around his neck. That seems to be the Chris Rock move, right? And then he puts the headphones on. You don't talk to him. Sacha Baron Cohen, also a blue t-shirt. He had pink shorts and a brown fedora. Sacha removed his shirt as he boarded a dinghy along with Woody Harrelson. While aboard the dinghy, Woody waved to friends who remained on the yacht and raised his fist into the air. But wait, there's more. You know who showed up on the yacht on Friday? Matthew McConaughey.
Hey guys, this is Joey Valentine with the Fat Guy Loves Cake podcast, your favorite podcast or soon-to-be favorite podcast.
That miserable little bag of puke.
Shows are 3 times a week on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. It's observational humor where I talk about things like movies, music, the 1980s, and more. I also talk about subjects I know nothing about, like what women want and how to please them. Not to mention I complain about getting older and fatter.
I'm having chest pain.
3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday with me, your favorite podcast host, Joey Valentine.
This show uses potty words like fucking shit and ass and stuff, so children should not be listening.
Joey Valentine.
Available on all streaming platforms.
So I've been promoting that really poorly thought out contest that I floated. You can participate on the Daily Comedy News podcast group or on Instagram at Daily Comedy News. The question, who's got a better dating game? Is it John Mulaney or Pete Davidson? We're only talking dating here because I think it's pretty obvious who is funnier. A bunch of you did participate. But boy, I needed to think this one out better. Now, next week's I've thought out. Next week's is good. It involves food. That's all you need to know about next week. Daniel Ritchie said Mulaney. Bob Tees asked, why is Pete one of the choices? And as I answered, he's been known to date. I come in peace. I didn't want to shoot at Bob, but Pete Davidson's often dating, and that's why I threw him in the contest. Bob wrote back, but the question is concerning comedy, and me asking why he's a choice. No, the question's not about comedy. The question's about who's got the better dating game. Ruthie wrote, I have to vote Pete. I love John Mulaney, but his love life has been messy lately. Pete and Kim seem to be just enjoying their time together. Mary wrote, Mulaney all the way. Scott Beckett, Mulaney seems to have fallen into something, and a baby that may not have been planned seems terra not firma, so I'm going with Pete. He added, I'm surprised by this, but slow and steady wins the race. All right, looks like Pete Davidson is going to win this week's contest. You still have time to vote. Daily Comedy News podcast group or Instagram at Daily Comedy News. Very controversial comedy contest. What are you doing, Johnny Mac? Speaking of Pete Davidson, according to the print issue of Life and Style magazine, you know you read it. A source says Kim's obsessed with becoming a size zero. It's really taken over her life and turned her into a complete bore. Pete hates watching Kim push food around her plate at parties or restaurants and just wishes she'd enjoy herself. Kim recently went back and forth to Cairns, which is in Australia. That's where the Great Barrier Reef is. Well, you know, the reef is in the ocean and Kim was on land. You know what I mean. Anyway, she went down to visit Pete. He's down there filming a movie. She took her private jet. Must be nice. The plan was she was going to stay with Pete in his room at the resort he's staying at and not do much else. She had told her team, don't expect to see much of me for a couple days. But I did see, as I prepped for the show earlier today, she is back home. Just for Laughs, the Montreal Comedy Festival, I'll be there next week, is rolling along. The formerly ethnic show, which has been rebranded Just for the Culture, is tonight. That is a complete celebration of diversity, inclusion, and funny people. Alonzo Bowden, who's great, is your host. Some of the comics, Jessica Kirsten, Cheng Wang, Yanis Pappas, Zainab Johnson. Starting tomorrow, the festival will really pick up, and I'll be telling you a lot about shows. Can't wait. Eddie Murphy will set and star in Candy Cane Lane. That's a new holiday comedy for Prime Video. The head of Amazon Studios says, as we know firsthand with our hit coming to America, Eddie Murphy is someone who brings global audiences together. We can't wait to make it happen again. From SPL Center, your home for comedy news, CJ Hunt is a comedian and a former producer for The Daily Show. CJ's been walking around interviewing people who like Confederate monuments. In one segment, a modern-day Confederate reenactor tells CJ Hunt that the majority of the slaves in the antebellum South were not abused. Hunt, who is black and Filipino, just stares at the camera deadpan. Hunt said the role of comedy is to try and help show absurdity, and we're sort of at a point in this country where white backlash is at its highest. There's an element of absurdity to that, and I'm trying to use comedy to highlight that and to make that really clear. And from Daily Star Trek News, which is like Daily Comedy News minus comedy plus Star Trek, and I'm a big Trekkie. But boy, you don't want to get me started on any of this new Star Trek. Don't get me started. I'm going to move on. I will lose my mind. Comedy improv troupe Starship Improvise. Well done. I want to clap for you. That's really well done. Starship Improvise. They're going to perform a series of shows at the Edinburgh Fringe. The premise of the one-hour show is simple. Each player is an actor on the long-running sci-fi series Celestia 7. With help from the audience, a new episode of the series will unfold, often leading to hilarious moments. I hope it's more than often. I hope it's always. No? Are you saying sometimes the show sucks? Hilarious moments of what it's like both in front of and behind the cameras of the set of Celestia 7. The group, whose routine relies heavily on the science fiction and fantasy realms, will perform a new live episode for each audience with 16 performances across the 25-day festival. But I like this part. Part of the goal of the cast is to build and maintain continuity of the storyline throughout the 16 performances. How will they do it? One of the performers says, no idea. I'm sure audiences will keep track of things for us. The more drama that happens, the easier it'll be to build on. I really enjoy the world building element of these things. I can't wait to see what we in the audiences come up with, blah, blah, blah. He says there's also not much of a background that the crew's working with. They know who their characters are and what role each one holds on the ship. For example, I know that I'll be playing Lab Radar, a highly evolved dog, but that's it. The rest we'll discover as we play each episode. Starship Improvise will be the Pleasance Dome. And that's your comedy news for today. You hear this? That's like an empty iced coffee, man. I need a new one. So buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. Throw $5 in the dip jar and I'll get one of these. This is, let me read the label to you. LG Ice Orige Cough 4 Caramel SWRLs Almond Milk. And I was number 3602 mobile walk-in earlier today. Buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. Follow the show for free on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, wherever you get your shows. Another way to support the show is become a premium subscriber on Apple Podcasts. $5 a month, first month free. And you get the episodes early, usually the afternoon before scheduled release. Normally the episodes come out at 3:05 Eastern day of, but you can get them a little early. And those episodes are commercial free. See you here tomorrow.